The first reading is from the book of Leviticus, and Leviticus is also part of, there's a lot in Leviticus of, that attends to Moses, and Moses, of course, we're familiar with in terms of Exodus, right, and all the work, because you've all seen the Ten Commandments, so probably not read the book of Exodus as much as you've watched the movie a couple of times, or, you know, and we know the story of Charlton Heston as opposed to Moses. But anyway, Moses, one of the important things about that time and why we're reading about Moses, and if you do the Office of Readings, you know that we're doing the book of Exodus, as well if you come to the class, the book of Exodus, is very much connected to this time because it is here where God creates a people, right? And he creates now the Israelite people, and God becomes their God, and the people become God's people. You know, one of the things that I think of is as God's creating his people, he gives these laws about how they are to behave. And I started to think and reflecting, and of course, for our good, right? That's what we talk about in terms of law. So you don't steal from one another. So we have a good society, a good people that the Israelites, if they follow the commands of the Lord. But I was thinking that as God's trying to build a nation, as he's building these people that belong to him, the chosen people, you know, the Israelites we know today, thinking about this in terms of the reflection of who God is and how he would be known would be by his people. And so as I was thinking of that, it made me think one time when I was traveling, I was on a ferry, and this ferry, it's in another country, and there were some Americans on the ferry. Of course, I was one too, but I was watching them. And how the way they behaved kind of was reflecting on Americans, because you could see how other people were reacting to the people who are a little obnoxious. And I was like, no, I hope they don't think all Americans act that way, you know? And then I was at St. Dom's, you know, one of the things that they drilled into the students was the fact that, especially when they're at sporting events, how they behaved reflected on the school, you know, and I would think the same thing too in terms of parents, you know, that when your kids act a certain way, one of the things, especially when they're young, you sort of feel, and I hear parents say that it's a reflection on me and my parenting because they belong to a family and you can't help but be connected, whether you belong to a school or a family, a school or a country. And so too, I think, with God's chosen people. You know, that as God was creating a people of his own, he wanted to know, this is how they behave, because it is a reflection on God. You know, it's a reflection that these are the people who believe in God. This is what God, these people belong to God and God belongs to them. And how we behave in the world is a reflection about who God is in this world. You could say, and we know that's true for the church, because people would even say, look at those, and they say they're Catholic. Look at the way they believe. You know, and it's a reflection also too on the God that we believe in. And I think that that's one of the reasons as well that says when God created a people, he gave them the law. There'd be a lot, think about back then, there would be many, many different nations and many different people who believe in a lot of different gods. But the people who belong to the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this is how they behave, and that's how God is revealed. It's through the people. And that's no different, I think, when you take a look at the gospel as well, because Jesus pretty much identifies himself with that as well. And what we do for one another and we treat for one another is a reflection, I think, of who we are as God's people. So as you go out today, that's the whole point. It's very true that we have to have a nice, ordered society, because this is what God asks, and it's the best for us. But then, as we live in a world with people who don't know God, or don't believe, or have rejected God, how we behave and how we live in the world is a reflection on us, but it's a reflection on the church, and it's a reflection on who God is. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't believe in God, is because we, as our church even says, conceal him rather than reveal him by our own actions.